This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. The Ukrainian foreign minister has suggested a meeting with Russia to discuss peace. Ed Donahue has the story.
Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba tells the AP Russia could only be invited to such a summit if the country faces a war crimes tribunal first.
Not to allow Russia to manipulate the issue of peace, because they regularly say that they are ready for negotiations, which is not true, because everything they do on the battlefield proves the opposite.
Kuleba says Ukraine would like the summit to be held at the United Nations in February, with Secretary General Antonio Guterres moderating.
He has proven himself to be an efficient mediator and an efficient negotiator, and most importantly, as a man of principles and integrity.
Kuleba downplayed comments by Russian authorities that they are ready for talks. I'm Ed Donahue.
South Korea's president has called for stronger air defenses and high-tech stealth drones, while the military apologized for failing to shoot down North Korean drones that crossed the border. VOA's Tommy McNeil has the story.
South Korea's military scrambled warplanes and attack helicopters on Monday, but they failed to bring down any of the North Korean drones that flew back home or disappeared from South Korean radars. It raised serious questions about South Korea's air defense network at a time when tensions remain high over North Korea's torrid run of missile tests this year. A senior military official acknowledged South Korea lacks capacities to detect and strike small surveillance drones. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
The death toll from Christmas Day rains in southern Philippines has risen to 13, with 23 still missing as floods started to recede. 2 days of heavy rains forced more than 45,000 people to evacuate. You're listening to VOA News. Japan is tightening border controls against COVID-19 by requiring mandatory tests from all visitors from China. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida made the announcement days after the World Health Organization expressed their concern over a surge in cases in China. The rise in cases in China comes after the Chinese government largely abandoned its zero COVID policy. Meanwhile, in Gwangju Airport, authorities are dealing with a new influx of visitors as the Chinese government scrapped quarantine requirements for people arriving from abroad. The loosening of restrictions in China has caused concern in Japan, especially since information from China on infections is unclear. Kishida justified the temporary measures as necessary to stop an uncontrolled outbreak in Japan. I'm Karen Chamas.
On Tuesday, Israel's parliament passed controversial legislation paving the way for the return of veteran conservative Benjamin Netanyahu as prime minister. Netanyahu will lead what analysts have said will be the most right-wing government in Israel's history. The legislation passed allows anyone convicted of offenses but not given a custodial sentence to serve as minister. Before the law was passed, there had been uncertainty over whether Aryeh Deri, a key ally from the ultra-Orthodox Shas party, would be able to serve as he had previously pled guilty to tax offenses. A boat carrying nearly 200 Rohingya refugees came ashore in Indonesia on Monday. It's the fourth such landing in the country in recent months. Mohammed Rafki is the UNHCR's protection associate. He says that we are also wondering how many more refugees there are adrift at sea and need our help. As an international human rights body, we would like to recommend and remind all of the people that seeking asylum is a human right, and it's our duty as humans to help them. UN agencies and human rights groups have asked states in the region for urgent help after several boats carrying Rohingya were reported adrift for weeks in the Indian Ocean. Emergency crews in New York State were still scrambling late Monday to rescue stranded residents from what authorities called the blizzard of the century. It's part of a relentless storm that has left 50 people dead across 9 states and caused holiday travel chaos. Parts of Buffalo, New York, received 1 meter of snow in one night. The storm caused the cancellation of 15,000 airline flights in recent days. At one point, 60% of the U.S. population was under a winter weather advisory. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.